Most people think about climate change during the dog days of summer. But temperatures are rising in the winter, too, and that means less snow. I'm Bill Schlesinger, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Winter climate change raises important science and policy questions. A decrease in frigid nights means fewer frozen pipes and failing furnaces. Before we get too excited about growing pineapples in New York State, we should remember that warmer weather is also a boon for pests like mosquitoes and soil pathogens that are detrimental to trees and crops. Some aspects of climate change are easier to adapt to than others. Sea level rise is among the most difficult. We can build seawalls to protect coastal areas, but we can't build them everywhere, and the cost will be tremendous. Effects will also be felt inland. Throughout the U.S., many municipal water supplies rely on melting snow to refill reservoirs in the spring. As winter climate changes, a major challenge will be adapting to new snowmelt patterns. Ecosystem scientist Peter Groffman of the Carey Institute says that without snow on the ground, soil is prone to freezing.
So if these freezing events maybe occur once every 15 or 20 years, and they start to occur once every 3 years or every other year, then that's going to be a more fundamental change in the way the system behaves, the way the roots live, the way the water and nutrients cycle through the system. So you have these small-scale shocks, but then we also have the long-term change, which will ultimately be much more profound.
As a result, soil doesn't hold on to nutrients. Studies show that sugar maple, which produces spectacular yellow and orange fall foliage and is the source of maple syrup, is very susceptible to soil freezing. In the Northeast, water quality and pancake breakfasts are now among the potential victims of a warming world. For more information and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Support for Earthwise comes from the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York.